We thank the Lord for this treasure that He left between our hands, the Word of Life. The Word of Life, because the center of this book is the author of the life, is the giver of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of Life, because it can convert tonight many hearts and many lives to accept the Lord Jesus as their own Savior. I would like to share with you a desire in my heart that nobody leave this meeting tonight or leave the conference without knowing the Lord Jesus and accepting Him as His personal Savior. I'm not sure how many of you can join me in this desire. Amen. So I would like to ask you to pause for 1 minute maybe to lift our hearts again, asking the Lord to give a word from His mouth. A word can touch the hearts of the listeners. And if you didn't accept the Lord, it's a great opportunity that He brought you here to this conference that you might hear the message of salvation and He might work in your heart. Let us just lift our hearts to the Lord in a short prayer for 1 or 2 minutes. Lord Jesus, we thank You for the work that You accomplished on the cross. Thank You that You gave us this great salvation. You paid everything and You gave it to us for free. We ask You for a word from You tonight, a word that touch our hearts, a special word from You. In Your precious name we pray, amen. We have some PowerPoint slides. We'll go through it while we meditate on a very familiar story from the Old Testament. We all know it, which is Noah's Ark. We'll read some verses from the book of Genesis and other parts of the Bible. First, from the book of Genesis, chapter 6. And because it's the Word of God, we'll go through many verses tonight. So I appreciate if you have your Bibles with you, you can open quickly with me. First, we'll read from Genesis 6 and verse 3. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive or shall not plead with man forever." We'll speak about a preacher who gave a message. The longest time he gave the message is for about 100 years or so. But I promise I will not give for this time, but it will be shorter than that. I have some points, 7 points, and we'll try to go through them quickly before 8 o'clock. The first thing, we'll go through it, which is the divine report. We find it here in the book of Genesis, chapter 6 and verse 13, where it says, "And God said to Noah, 'The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.'" And then we'll read another verse from Psalm 14 and verse 2, the book of Psalms 14 and verse 2. "The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one." So this is the divine report that God looked from heaven into the earth and trying to find someone whose heart toward God. And maybe if we want the Lord to put the same report today, He will put the same, except that He will find some faithful believers. But when he looked to the non-believer, it is still the same. No one understands, no one is looking, no one is seeking God. Everyone going astray in his way, everyone is looking for his own lusts, his own pleasures, is just going away from God. He doesn't want, the man doesn't want to use the most precious tool God gave it to man, which is the mind, to think. And if he used this tool, if he used his mind, if he become wise, he will definitely come to a conclusion that there is God. And there is loving God who loved him so much. So at this point, God looked from heaven to the earth and find there is no one except someone who God warned him, and he responded positively to the warning that God gave him. So the first thing that God reported, we heard yesterday about the sin, that the world today doesn't want to recognize the sin as sin. I was in one of the African countries and I was speaking with someone, and he told me, you know what, although he's a nominal Christian, he told me, you know what I don't feel I'm doing anything wrong. All what I am doing is just social relationships. It is for fun. I'm doing nothing wrong. But I told him that Bible, name what you name it, social relationship, he names it sin. And we have to believe and to obey what the Bible teach us. So the divine report about the world today, it is the same as in Noah's day. And then we find in the other slide that the divine remedy. The next slide, please. The divine remedy. In verse 14, the Lord told Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. Now, we understand from the epistle of Peter that this ark is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and the complete work that he accomplished on the cross of Calvary. So God has remedy. God prepared everything for the man. He just wanted the man to accept this great salvation. He told Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And when we go to the Epistle of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 14, first from Galatians 3:22, but the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. No one is out of this. All under the sin. All needs remedy. All needs the Lord Jesus Christ. So what was the solution? The solution is an ark of gopher wood and make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with the pitch. Now, the pitch, you understand, it comes from the same origin as cover, as propitiation, as atonement. And it takes our mind also to another ark, the ark of that they put Moses into it, and they cover it also, they paint it with pitch. And this took the condemnation, this took the judgment, that anyone inside this ark, he was saved. And then we go to the next slide, please. And this great ark that Noah built was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ when he said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And he spoke about himself, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. Now we see this big ark with this great dimensions has only one door. There is no other ark and there is no other door, and there is no other way. It's only one ark, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only one door, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way is to go through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I spoke with someone from another belief, he told me, it doesn't matter. At the end, we all worship Allah. We all worship God. No, it's not like that. There is only one way to heaven. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because what he said about himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get salvation out of this ark. Maybe we can go to the second slide, please. Neither is there salvation in any other. For this, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know, Noah was preaching for 100 years. He obeyed God. He feared God in his heart, and he built the ark. And God, in his long suffering, we'll speak about that in a minute, gave the man enough time to repent and gave man enough time to come back. Only one way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Next slide, please. The divine call. In chapter 7 and verse 1 of Genesis, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark. In other translation, it says, go into the ark. But this one, I like this one better. Come into the ark. The Lord Jesus always will never impose himself into your life, but always softly and tenderly is calling you. Even with Noah, he didn't push him in. He didn't ask him to go inside, because I told you, you have to go inside. But as the Lord staying inside the ark door and calling, come into the ark. And the same invitation goes out to each one of us. All of you who are weary, come unto me. And thank the Lord that the day of grace is still on. And this divine call is still the same at that time. And today, this call is still on. Go to the next slide, please. And we see here that the Lord said to Noah, come to the ark, and then asked him to bring from all the animals, seven from the clean animals and two from the unclean animals. And it's amazing how the animals were obeying God and obeying his voice. Even the lion, even the elephant, even the tiger, all of them were obeying God and going inside the ark, while the man is mocking and scoffing and doesn't believe in God. And someone said Noah was standing by the ark door, and then the giraffe came, and the giraffe trying to go in, but she couldn't go in. And then Noah told her, giraffe, you have to bow down. You cannot go into the ark with this stiff neck. You cannot go inside like this. You have to bow down. In order to go inside the ark, you have to bow down. You have to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Savior, and that the salvation is not out of any good things that we do, but it is based on the complete work that the Lord accomplished on the cross of Calvary. So this is after 100 years. Then the animals, I believe, were going inside for 1 week. And Noah was preaching during all this 100 years. Maybe he was, you know, borrowing a hammer from his neighbor or asking some tools from the other neighbor, and they were just laughing at him, you know. They were marrying and getting married, and during the wedding, you know, they were just having they mocking at Noah. Did you see what this our old neighbor is doing? He's just building a big ark. And he has a nice story. It's a funny story that there is a big rain and flood will come and will cover all the world and we all will die. And then everybody will laugh at that, at what happened. And then they pass by him. Hey, Noah, what happened today? There is no rain. It didn't rain, Noah. Just leave what you are doing, you know. And this is the same language the world using with us, with many of us today. What are you doing? You are wasting your time by going to the church. You are wasting your time by reading this old book. You have to do a lot of things. There is many things you can enjoy in this life. This is lie. It's the same lie that the Satan put in the heads of those people at that day. They didn't respond to the divine call that God keep going on and keep preaching day after day through his servants and through the tracts and through the messages and through someone maybe invited you to come to the meeting. Come and respond to this divine call. Come into the ark. And next slide, please. The divine long suffering. You know, when you go to the chapter 5 of Genesis, they call it the cemetery of the Bible, because you read names, and after each name you read this word, and he died. And he died. And they lived for very long years at that age, at that era, at that time, until we find Methuselah. And Methuselah, he's the one who lived the longest life ever on this earth. He lived for 969 years. And the others, they lived 962, and others, until we find someone like Lamech. Lamech lived only 777 years. You know, at Lamech funeral, they said, oh, that's so young. He died just 777 years. That's so young. He didn't live enough. He didn't see enough in this life. But you know what? Even Methuselah, who lived the longest life, about 1,000 years, the divine report we have here, and he died. But there is another message here. We understand that the father of Methuselah is Enoch. And we read in Judah that Enoch was a prophet. And one of his prophecies was the name of his son. The name of his son, it means Methuselah, it means when he died, he will send. When he died, he will send. Or the son of Dart. And Dart speak about the death. When he died, he will send. And Methuselah died in the same year that the flood happened. When he died, God will send the flood, will send the judgment. But when God sent this judgment, after 969 years, he was waiting and waiting and waiting. Long suffering of God. If we read in 1 Peter 3:18, we get a clearer picture about that. For Christ, 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the Spirit in prison, who formerly were disobedient. When once the divine long suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. Long suffering of God. How many times you heard the message of salvation? How many times you came to gospel meetings? How many times maybe someone gave you a tract? and you still don't want to listen to God. Listen, it is maybe up to you to decide either to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior or not. We'll come to this later, but for sure, it's not up to you to decide your eternal destination. It is good to decide now, to accept the Lord now, and to decide which destination you are going on. The divine long suffering, that God is long suffering, that God is patient, God is waiting for each one. That's why he didn't close the door yet. That's why he didn't come to take his beloved ones yet. Because he is waiting for each one. Maybe only one still did not accept the Lord as his Savior. Can we go to the next slide, please? And inside this ark, there's compartments. There's a place for everyone. It's prepared. And there's a place for everyone there is a place for you, no matter what. There is a place for the elephant. There is a place for the bird. There is a place for the rabbit. There is a place for the chicken. There is a place for everyone. Whatever sins you did in your life, if it is big, if it is small, if it's known, if it's unknown, whatever sins you did in your life, trust that there is a place for you tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank the Lord that the door is still open. Next slide, please. The rock badgers are a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. Make your home in Christ today. Put your trust in him. There is a place for you. There is a room for you. It's well prepared. You have to do nothing, absolutely nothing. Just come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ, because he did all things for you on the cross. Next slide. The divine salvation and substitution. We read about it already in 6:14. Let us read Psalm 14 and verse 2. The book of Psalms 14 and verse 2. They say it again, the fool said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have no... Yeah, sorry, this is not the verse I meant. The verse I meant in Philemon 18 and 19. In Philemon, the book of Philemon, and verse 18 and 19, it says like that. But if he has wronged you or owes you anything, put that on my account. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay. See how strong the words of Paul here in a small matter. But there is a greater account here, the account of my sins. When the Lord Jesus went willingly to the cross to take my place and to pay my and to pay my sin. And on my place, he's saying to the Father, to God, he's telling him, if you owe him anything, if you owe him anything, he did a lot of sins, and the wages of sin is this. Put this on my account, and I will pay it. I will pay it. And when he say that, he means it. He means it. He was able to do that to the uttermost. Next slide, please. And then the judgment came on the cross, especially on that 3 hours of darkness. Noah was inside with his family, enjoying everything. And the wrath of God and the floods and the waters came, but it came on the ark from outside. It didn't touch Noah at all. Noah was safe in the ark. Why? Because all these waves and billows came upon him, upon the Lord Jesus, upon the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Next slide, please. And you know what? We read in John 19, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. And at once there is come out blood, blood and water. And I always think about that. Why do you do that? The Lord Jesus already died. But heart full of hatred, full of rejection to the Lord Jesus Christ. He pierced his side. And then it reached his heart. And you know what it found in his heart? Love. Blood. Because without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. As he wanted to tell this soldier, if you did that, you opened the door for you first to come in. Because all what I have to you is love. No matter what you did in your life, no matter how did you think about the Lord Jesus Christ, but all what I have to you is love. Your place in my heart is love. The door is widely, widely open for anyone to accept him as the Savior. Next slide, please. And then he cried, it is finished. And you know the word in Greek, it's one word, it's tetelestai. And they used to stamp it when you go to the grocery and you buy whatever you buy, and then you pay, and they will stamp it to you, tetelestai, paid in full. And that's the same word the Lord used it here. It is finished. Killy, a young boy, was going in a small village from door to door to sell some goods so he can pay his school fees. And one day, he didn't sell much, so he has only a couple of cents. So he was so hungry. He said, I will knock this door, and then I will ask for a cup of water. And he knocked the door, and a young lady came out, and he asked her, you know what, I need a cup of water. So the young lady saw how he is hungry and how he is tired, so she gave him a cup of milk. And then he drank this milk and he asked her, how much I owe you? She said, nothing. I will take nothing from you. So he thanked her and he went on his way back, and he was satisfied and he was happy from this love and kindness this young lady showed him. After maybe 10 or 20 years, this lady got very sick and she went to the hospital, and then the doctors told her, you know what, your case is very complicated. We cannot treat you here. We have to send you to the big city when you have some more specialized doctors. So she went there, and then they got her file and gave it to a doctor. When he read the history, he found the same name of that small village. So something came to his mind, and he went and he saw that lady and he checked the name and he treated her. And she took about 10 days or more in the hospital because her case is very complicated, and this specialist doctor has to do a lot of things. Then she asked for the bill, for the invoice. And when they brought it to her, she was afraid to open it because she knew that there is a lot of things going on here. And he definitely she has to pay a lot of money. So she took the bill and she looked at it. And then at the end where the total is, she found a stamp paid in full with a cup of milk. Paid in full with a cup of milk. And today I want to tell you about a greater one who paid my debt and your debt in full, but not with a cup of milk, but with his blood on the cross. He paid it in full. I know how much sins I did. I know how much I have to pay, but I thank him that he paid it in full. And today he gives the same invoice to each one who would like to receive it. That your debt, your sins is paid in full on the cross of Calvary. And you have to do nothing. You have to come as you are. And to accept the work of the Lord that he did on the cross on your behalf and on my behalf. He paid it in full. Next slide, please. Although my dear brother Jonathan spoke a lot of about the grace of God, and in this ark we had peace. We read that in Romans. Through Jesus Christ we have peace with God. And through Jesus Christ we have access into this grace in which we stand. And that's the ark of God. But there is something else if you didn't accept the grace of God. There is something else. The divine judgment. If you did not respond to the divine call, then you have to accept the other option, which is the divine judgment. Read with me this verse, please, in Proverbs 9 and verse 12. It says here, I'll go quickly because of the time. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you will bear it. You will bear it alone. If you want to scoff and if you want to mock the salvation of God, like those people at Noah's day were doing, you can do that. But remember, you will pay for this. It says in Amos 4:12, prepare to meet your God. I don't want to prepare. I don't want to meet him. Let me tell you. Don't take advantage of his long suffering. Because if you are not ready to meet him, he is ready to meet you. One day, there is a meeting. Inescapable meeting. You cannot escape the meeting. Maybe tonight if someone invites you to the gospel meeting, you say, no, I'm not going. I'm going somewhere else. When your father or mother tell you, let us go to the meeting and listen to the message of God, no, I don't want to listen to this. Maybe today you can do that. But I assure you that one day you cannot escape the meeting. Today, the end of the meeting might be salvation for your life. But the end of that meeting, when you meet with him as a judge, believe me, and believe the word of God, you will not want to be there. In Revelation 6:17, read with me this verse quickly. We're about to finish. There's another one point, and then we finish. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 17, it says, for the great day of wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Who is able to stand? Nobody will be able to stand before God. Today he is the Lamb of God who stretched his hand. He's calling everybody to come. Come unto me. But when they, with the same hands, will say, take them away, and throw them in the lake of fire. The next slide, please. You know, many people were beside the ark. Maybe someone was 100 mile ago, and someone was 1 mile ago, 1 foot, 1 yard. And some people, he said, no, you know what? We'll sit just beside the ark, and we'll see what will happen. And this today is happening, you know. Some people are far in the sin, and some people in the Christendom, they go to the church, they listen to the message, but when it comes to the personal relationship with God, no, we don't want this. We don't want anyone to direct our life. I am the owner of my life. I want to direct it in this way. But you know what happened after that? Next slide, please. And the door was shut. There is a time that the door will be shut. You know, we stay in this building here, in this hall here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exits. If there is a fire alarm, we comply with the Pennsylvania laws and we go out. But you know, one day you will be in a place where there's no fire alarm. The fire alarm is going off today. And Jesus is calling you today. But one day the alarm will not be there. Will be only fire. And will be no exit. My brother, my sister, my son, my daughter, be wise tonight. Be wise. It's not a game. Your eternity is not a game. Don't let the Satan lie to you, cheat you. If you ask any of those who accepted the Lord in this hall, what do you regret the most? They will tell you, we regret the most that we did not accept the Lord early in our life. You have this privilege today. You are young. Even if you are old, He's able and He's willing to accept you. Come to Him. Next slide, please. Still there's opportunity to escape the divine judgment and to go into this ark of salvation. Thank the Lord for that. But as soon as you go inside the ark of salvation, and after that, then the Lord has a covenant with them, a divine covenant. And you know, this boat rested on the top of Mount Ararat. And Mount Ararat, the word Ararat means the curse reversed. Somebody else took the curse and gave us a blessing. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, acquaint yourself with Him and be at peace. What a golden opportunity between your hand today to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior for the sake of your eternity. We will sing together softly, tenderly, Jesus, Jesus is calling. And I would like you, when we sing the first and second verse, to think about what you heard and about His voice, His divine calling you today. Because if you responded to this call, I assure you, according to the Word of God, that you will definitely escape the divine judgment. And you will have a covenant with God that you will never be perished, but have everlasting life. I would ask you to sing. We sing together verse 1 and 2, and then at verse 3, we stand up all together. And then at the end of verse 3, if someone won't accept the Lord Jesus, I ask you to come to the front and the others may be dismissed quietly. May you sing softly, tenderly. Verse 1 and 2, and then we pause to stand up and then we continue with verse 3. The Lord is calling you tonight. Come home and thank Him that the ark door is still open and there is a room for you prepared, especially for you. He did all at the cross. He paid all your debt on the cross. He will forgive you of all your sins. And you will be in Him a new creation. Just come home. Still there is opportunity tonight. If the Lord spoke to your heart and you want to accept Him, you just come forward and you will find some who will be happy to pray with you and help you. Consider it. Be wise. And take the opportunity while it's still there, while the door is still open. We'll pray, and after that, others might be dismissed quietly, and anyone want to accept the Lord can come forward. Lord Jesus, we thank You that You are the ark. Thank You that you took our place, and You paid our debt in full. Thank You that the door still open today, tonight, at this very moment, and You still want to accept anyone who comes to acknowledge You as your Savior. In Your precious name we pray. Amen.